Hugh Twine.
Yeah, is Walt in?
What's that?
Is Walter in?
Speaking.
Hey, Walt, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Good, good. I'm not sure if you remember, we spoke on Monday about that capital you were looking to bring on. You told me to give you a call back Wednesday morning.
Yeah, my son actually didn't get in time. We really hadn't discussed a whole lot of doing. We're looking, like I say, we're just... Tommy wanted to find out what your interest was for to get really involved, if it's worth, you know...
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. Well, definitely. Well, we do have a few different programs over here, too, so, you know, the interest really depends on a few different things. You said you were looking to bring on about 40K, is that correct? Capital?
Yes, somewhere in that ballpark, maybe not that much. I don't, like I say, we're discussing what we want to do. We're going to put a building up, but we're not going to do it for a couple of years, so that may not have anything to do with that, but inventory, maybe add another truck, so I'm just kind of curious, I mean, what is your, I mean, what can you tell
okay,
me about your interest rate here?
Right, right. Well, we do have unsecured loans and then secure loans. So with the unsecured, the rates are a little bit higher because it is unsecured cash. You mentioned that you were looking to bring on a truck, though. So, I mean, if you guys wanted to do that, that would be in our secure loans, which is the equipment. You know, rates are a lot lower on that, like a typical car loan, you know, 2 to 5 year terms, whatnot. So they would be two different things. If you, you know, wanted to kind of bring on just a lot of capital and still use that capital to buy a truck, you could definitely do that. It is unsecured cash, so I mean, you can use that however you do want, but I mean, that program is going to be the more expensive route because it is unsecured cash. So I mean, it might be just for the truck route on that one, probably would be cheaper to finance that through the equipment. Other than that, with the capital, you know, rates typically with those vary because, like I said as well, you know, it is unsecured cash, so you know, they do tend to be a little bit more expensive.
So if I was interested in just buying a truck, let's say if I wanted, you know, to buy a used truck in a $20,000 range or something, then what would be looking at interest and terms and payments on something like that?
Right. Yeah, well, with that, you said about 20K in a used truck, correct?
Yeah, a used truck, like a rollback or something, 2025. I'm just going to get a ballpark figure so I know where we're
Yeah, definitely, at. Definitely. Right, with those, typically with the equipment, mid-single digits for those rates. You know, I can't give you, you know, anything set without processing an application, you know, checking out the business. You know, I'm just trying to give you kind of a little ballpark. You know, it does range really depending on a lot of our different factors, and we do have a lot of different programs over here too. So, you know, it really just kind of depends on what it is you're eligible for. And then, like I also said with those terms, you know, typically like a, you know, normal car loan, about 2 to 5 years, monthly payments on those, so... Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
But, so, what was it you guys were looking to bring on, though? Because I do remember last time we spoke that you said you guys needed some inventory, and that was kind of a more...
Well, that would be like, that might be under your unsecured part. I'm going to add some, you know, I'm going to add more inventory, but I don't mm-hmm. have to do it right now. I can.
When were you looking to, you know, do all that by, too?
What's that?
What's the, like, timetable for that inventory? I think it was some new tires you mentioned, maybe, like, payroll?
We just do, like, truck tires. I do truck tires and, you know, do repair work. I've got to get more parts. I mean, I got quite a bit of inventory, but I wanted to almost tie, like, add another 30% or so to it. I just want to...
Okay.
Like, semi-tires, I think I got around 140, but, you know, if I hit, you know, 200 or 2 1/4, and more you got on, the more, you know, occasionally miss a sale if I don't have something or...
Right.
The more I buy in volume, the cheaper you can get them. So, I mean, it makes a difference.
Exactly. And the other thing I was just going to ask with that, too, is, you know, how fast, what's the turnover rate? How fast before you flip that? Or how long does it take you to flip it, basically, is what I'm saying.
We're starting to get into the slower part of year, I think. So in the spring, once we get going in the spring, our summers are pretty busy with the tire stuff. I mean, we do truck.
Right. Right. Okay. Yeah, I mean, just trying to get some background on that. But definitely, you know, we do have, you know, it is unsecured cash. So, you know, like I said, you guys can use that however you do need. There is no collateral with that. You know, it is a little more expensive just because of that. You know, it is basically unsecured cash. We're not going to monitor it. You know, we're not going to come take the business if you guys defaulted on it. Basically, with that as well, you would be, you mentioned that you're the 100% owner for you guys, correct?
What's that?
You mentioned you're the 100% owner for you guys too, is that correct?
Yeah, yes I am.
Okay, yeah. So, and I mean, have you guys brought on any capital loans before in, you know, the past?
I mean, just on, you mean just capital?
Yeah, just capital? any kind of loans like that. Do you maybe have like a line of credit?
I've got three trucks leased. I've bought New Kenco equipment leased in Portland over the last 12, 15 years. I've probably bought 8, 9 pieces of equipment. So
right. But just for the equipment, right? You guys haven't financed or, you know, brought on any cash or, you know, a line of credit with the bank. The only stuff you guys have leased
I've got a B of A card. It's got, I think, an $18,000 limit on it. If I need something, I got that. I used to, American Express, they used to have a $25,000, but then they took all those away a few years ago when the economy crashed. And I actually had it for years, never used it.
Yeah. That's,
and when the economy crashed, they canceled all lines of business, you know, through all their lines of credit.
Yep, and
for years, never put a dime. Like, I got out of the American Express card, but I mean, I always kept it to buy a truck if I wanted one or something, and then I never ever put a dime on it.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's the nice thing about the capital loans is it's not callable like that with those lines of credit, you know, where they can call it at any time, you know, especially like you just mentioned, you didn't even use yours, and they end up calling it on you just because of, you know, whatever reason, the economy, whatever. You know, ours is going to be like that. One of our big factors that we do base, you know, the capital off of, though, is sales. To kind of give you a better idea, too, what do you guys do for sales for 2015?
Oh, crap, I think that's going to be...
Even if you just had a ballpark, you know, any kind of estimate?
I think let's not say we did around 280. I don't remember.
Okay, around 280. Well, do you guys know what you're tracking for this year? You guys having a better year, or...?
Oh, no, every year since we've been here, we've improved probably 10, 15, 20%, it seems like.
Oh, nice. You guys, are you guys about at the 300K then?
We probably should be getting close to it. I mean, like I say, I mean, every year we've been here, we've
been increasing.
So I don't know what actually, I mean, I'm trying to remember what he told me last year, but yeah, I mean, we've been here like, this is the 6th year, so I mean.
Right, yeah.
First year, I probably didn't do 10,000, and next year, I think I did about 40 or 50. You know, it's just, then it jumped over 100. So now every year, we've increased. So, I mean,
yeah.
We do, you know, sell more tires.
Right. Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, that's kind of, you know, how running a business goes, too. You know, you kind of got to stick it out, build it up, and, you know, go from there, right? But, yeah, did you say your son helps you out?
Yeah.
Like, is he, like, kind of the financial guy for you guys, or kind of the...
Well, he just helps me do a lot of labor. I mean, we do tires and stuff like that there and towing. So, I mean, we just both do both. I mean, you know.
I gotcha. No, for sure.
Just him right now. We're going to build a shop. We're wanting to put a shop up. Then we're going to put like a loop base in and stuff like that for the semi. But that's something about another year. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just waiting to make sure I get the business before I go out on the land for a big payment.
Oh, no, exactly, right? Exactly. Where were you guys looking to make that building at? Were you guys going to do that out there in Klamath too?
Yeah, right next door right now. We got 4 acres right here on the highway, so I'm just going to put it on the property we already have.
Okay. Are you guys, which highway is it? You guys are right off the 97, is it?
Yep, 97.
Oh, nice. How's everything going out there today? I mean, how's the weather?
It's crappy, windy. It's raining a little bit, but it's just crappy weather.
typical Oregon fall weather, right?
Yep.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd love to give it a shot, though. I can go ahead and shoot you over the application, you know, right when we get off the phone. I don't think last time you ended up giving me your email. I think we just spoke pretty briefly, but what's a good email for you, Walt?
It's frahg5@aol.com.
That was frahg5, you said?
Yeah, at AOL.
At AOL?
Yeah.
All right, just confirming that. So I got frahg5@aol.com. Perfect. All right, so yeah, with the capital, all it is that we require is a one-page application, you know, very simple straightforward app. I'll go ahead and shoot that over right to you. And then along with that, we just require 6 months of the most recent business bank statements so we can, you know, get the health and, you know, like I said, we do base that off of sales. Another one of the factors is time in business. I know you mentioned you said you've been running the show for about 6 years out there.
I've been here for 6 years. I did the same thing in Hood River before I moved for about 17 years. I just moved down here.
Oh, nice. You were doing it in Hood River, too?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. What made you make the change?
Got a divorce. Just wanted to get away from people.
Right. Start all over, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I gotcha. I feel you on that one. So, and then did you guys, I mean, was it still Hughes Towing and Repair when you guys were out in Hood River too, or did you guys start it up brand new?
No, I started to change the name here because it was under, I had bought it from her grandparents there. It actually used to be called J&L Towing there.
Okay. And that was out in Hood River? Nice, nice. How do you structure the business out there for you too? I mean, you guys like a S corp, LLC?
No, I'm gonna change it over to LLC. I haven't done that one. Do that this spring.
Oh, okay. What are you guys right now? Are you an S corp?
Just a private, you know, private ship, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Is that what you filed it for under the taxes?
Yeah, just under my own social. Yeah, I was a S corporation when I was up there, but okay. I don't know if you can get those anymore.
Yeah, right. But yeah, I mean, other than that, another one of our factors over here is credit too. I mean, what's your credit like?
Good. I pay my bills on time. So.
Hey, do you maybe have a ballpark like estimate, like, you know, sevens towards eight, six maybe, on that credit?
I should be up there in a high. Like I say, I've got several American Express. I'd be very close. I pay them every month. So I've got three pieces right now through a Quinco equipment lease there out of Portland. Probably 4 months ahead on one truck, 2 months of four extra payments on one truck, a couple on the other. I've bought probably eight or nine pieces of equipment from those guys over the years. I've never had a late fee, so that already worth something.
Yeah, I mean, sounds like everything's good too. No, it's fine. Just, you know, one of our factors, and, you know, not really one of our issues either. We do, you know, also reach, you know, creditors A to D. So, you know, even on
those. That's the whole thing I go by. I've had several guys want to offer me stuff, and when it comes right down to it, they can't do any better than the guys up there. And all I got to do is call Chris up there, Tim, and say, hey, I want this, and he makes it happen.
Yep, and that's what I was just going to ask you too. Is that who you guys lease all the trucks with? Is Kenco?
I've bought like 8 or 9 pieces of equipment over the years. I've got 3 right now with them. So.
Oh, nice. So you guys got a pretty good relationship going with them so far?
Yeah, like I said, I've been there for like over 12 years.
So. Oh, that's awesome. What kind of like rates do they get you guys, you know, just generally on those trucks? What's like the lowest one you got?
You know, I honestly don't know. I'd have to look it up. The last one I bought was last November, I think, maybe it was October last
night. Okay.
One of the we paid for, I got 1 year to go on the Peterbilt. Or you just a year and 3 months on a Peterbilt, and I got a Ford that set just over a year on it.
Nice. No, just asking, you know, we do have we call it a match repeat policy over here. So, you know, just kind of, you know, in the future, if you ever wanted to kind of see if we could get you something better to work with, you know, a little lower payment, lower rate on whatnot, we do have a match repeat policy. So kind of why I asked on that. But, you know, other than that, I'll go ahead and shoot you over the application for the capital and I'll keep in touch with you. But when do you think I can get that back from you?
I'll have my son look at it. I'll probably just hang on to it until we figure out if we're really going to do something, then I'll send you back.
Okay. All right. I guess if I don't get anything back, I'll keep in touch with you guys and, you know, see how everything's going. But other than that, once I get that back from you, I can get you an answer on what it is we can do for you within about 24 hours of getting everything back. So I know it's kind of a, you know, not something too pressing on the schedule for you guys right now, but just kind of let you know how it is that we work over here. What we do is we're going to approve you guys for the longest amount and longest terms possible, and then we kind of put the ball in your court and let you guys kind of, you know, decide, work backwards from that. And also, once we do get you an approval, doesn't, you know, per se mean that you need to take that right now. So, you know, just kind of if you wanted to shop around with it, you know what you have in your pocket. You know, they are time sensitive, but when we do get you an approval, I mean, say you have 60, 90 days on that. So, you know, just kind of let you know how it works. So if you kind of wanted to get the
ball. If I do something, I do it. You know, if I find a piece of equipment, then I try to move out of fairly quick. So, but yeah, but like I say, I just don't like putting in a lot of information out there. I don't have to. So
yeah.
If you get it to me, I'll flag it. And that way, if I need it, I can get it to you pretty quick.
Yeah, definitely. I'll go ahead and do that right now, and I'll keep in touch with you guys, Walt.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Yep, thank you. Bye.
All right.